everybody. Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 236. That is 236 episodes of us bringing you the news that Microsofties are pinging each other about. We're back in our normal chairs.
I know. Regular sized people again.
Thank you.
It was very awkward being next to, in your chair, not wearing orange, and then sitting next to Joey, who is like 7'12".
So you say that. You're taller than me. I like to tell people, or it really is how I view the world. Like most of the times, a lot of people are taller than me, so I just don't differentiate heights.
Yeah.
And then there is Joey, and this is like, you're taller than other people.
Very few people. There are still like Rusinovich. Rusinovich is taller than Joey.
Really?
Yeah.
He's another tall person.
I don't know what it is.
Super tall. I work with another tall guy, and it's sometimes it's really convenient. You have people who could reach things.
I wear big shoes to get an extra inch. That's all.
Fair.
It works.
Thanks again, Joey Snow, for covering for me last week while I was yodeling
in away
the Alps. I was actually out in Colorado.
Oh yeah, have snow there.
They do,
because the passes around here in Seattle in the Pacific Northwest, it's been raining.
Surprise! And people are, like, it's been raining in
dropping
Seattle.
You have to kind of like dodge the molehills and grass tufts.
Yeah, I had some friends who went out the same weekend in one of the mountains in Washington, and they said basically they got rained on for 3 hours.
Yeah.
We actually didn't get precipitation while I was there.
Mm-hmm.
There was precipitation just before, by about 10 inches, and then I was there for 3 days snowboarding on a border.
Nice.
Two skis is difficult to manage.
So I started on the two skis, and I'm just learning to snowboard this year.
It's but all fun.
I'm not actually snowboarding this year, because there's no snow.
Yeah, it's just water skiing.
So I'm glad I didn't purchase any equipment to have it sit idle in my garage.
So last week, we asked you, we talked about Risk coming a line on the Xbox One.
Your go-to choice for what you should be and or how you attack.
Yeah, so I commented on the show.
I know, I was pleased to see that.
I figured I could partake. In high school, I played a lot, and we would play, there was a certain set of six of us that would get together quite often, and we'd play all different ways. We played the expansion, Risk 2027, I think it was.
Oh, yeah.
Where there was, like, the moon was another territory, and you could drop a moonlander, and we played all sorts of stuff. But, yeah, we found one of our favorites was to play 3v3, because then you got rid of all the backstabbing, which occurred every time, and I have these two friends, and I'll just refer to them the colors they played. And there was the blue player, who always took over Europe, and the red player, who always took over North America.
Yeah.
And the red player would always tell blue that they were working together, and then halfway through the game would backstab him. We played dozens of times. This happened every time, and he never, like, we would warn him, like, this happens.
Look out!
So 3v3 was much more friendly.
Nice. TGRT. Talking about not playing forever, and he's looking to go for South America and looking to be able to get into North America as well. Similar in strategy as what I was saying. Not bad. You know, two external contact territories, easy to win the four. And like you said, it's also a great way to be able to get your
continental bonus.
Yeah.
That's really key there in the beginning, yeah. JVS, explain to you what F7 meant.
Yes.
Do you know that F7 is that? Do you know Shift F7?
Yes.
Is a thesaurus.
Okay. Did you know what was it? Shift F7 was print in WordPerfect.
I used WordPerfect for a very short time.
5.1, WordPerfect. Shift F7 was print.
There was another DOS-based word processor called Q&A.
Didn't use Q&A.
It was a blue screen, gray text. Yeah. That's all I remember. I think it was like back at the CGA monitor. I remember like my older siblings using that for...
VisCalc?
No.
No?
Not me.
Before your time?
Maybe. I have not used all the software out there.
Nice.
Surprise.
So yes, sorry for the typo. Now that I know what you're talking about.
We'll fix it.
Yeah.
Tulu Quang is talking about a neat idea where you'd be able to plug your SIM card into your computer and basically use it as a phone. It is interesting, like the concept of Skype works without the SIM card, so you do have a consistent number in contact and can use any device. But I guess your SIM would allow you to kind of like roam that to other devices.
We've got billions of minutes of international calling taking place on Skype.
That's amazing.
It makes
sense. That's what I think originally was the primary use case.
Oh, totally.
Was instead of buying international calling cards, you
use Skype.
Do that. And I had plenty of people who I knew who like visited the country and then were like, "Do you have Skype?"
Yep.
And that's actually when I had to explain to my parents what Skype was years ago.
Mark D. Falco also commented that they played a lot of Risk during his time when he was growing up, and he used to like to participate in using Africa First.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't on the show, so I figured I could comment, right?
Yeah, it works. It
works. So now we need to get Joey to comment on this show.
We'll see what he can do.
And then we'll ping him.
You got it. Let's get started.
You've been able to get Windows 10 on your desktop for some time now, and now we are announcing that Windows 10 Preview is also available on your mobile device.
Courtesy of the insiders.
Yes.
Very cool thing to be able to go off and to do that. It does take an awful lot of updates, potentially, for some people to go through and, you know, once you access it and say, yes, give it to me, and then you go through, I think I went through about 3 or 4 rounds of updates and restarts on my particular phone.
Actually, that's for flashing an entire device. Do you remember what it used to take to like update your operating system or a server or something like that?
So many times I put different builds on from various different sources on my mobile devices. So
the first version of the Preview is available on select devices, and those devices specifically are the Lumia 630, 635, 636, 638, 730, and 830.
Correct.
So not all the devices by any means. I imagine that more will come as time goes on. Again, they did announce that all Windows 8.1 devices will be upgraded to 10 for free.
And so there is an update to this particular article at the time this one went to air, talking about how this condition for how they chose the higher end phones, these mid-range phones, was mainly because of an issue with regards to partitioning on the device and the availability to be able to partition. And so the other phones that people are looking for, not as of yet, but coming.
Yeah, it's just a function of the upgrade process, kind of neat. Yep. So features that are included are a full-size background image on the start screen, more quick actions in the action center, interactive notifications. Yep. That's like the one where you get a notification of a text, you can like reply right in line.
Like, it's right on the notification, like the top level bar, things very like that. Very, very cool. Little secret thing you can try that I actually like very, very much that's interesting is the dictation. You can literally go through and add an email or a OneNote file or stuff like that.
Oh, really?
You can actually just press the microphone and you can just start talking.
And that's been the way in like search and a couple other things.
They all required internet connectivity to do it.
Right.
This time it doesn't.
Oh, it's all offline. Oh, it's brilliant. That's really cool.
So you can go for like, I actually just as a test decided to try it out over Bluetooth paired with my car, driving my Jeep back home, and I could have a conversation with myself and have it dictated almost the entire way.
That's neat. In fact, I'll say the one use case I've tried that before is telling Cortana to play a song when I'm in the parking garage on the way out. Yeah. And it's like, not yet. I'm like, okay, I'll wait until I pull off the ramp. So that's very neat. There are instructions in this article on how to go and opt into the Windows Insider program and get your one of those, if you have one of those select Windows devices, Windows phone devices, you can get upgraded.
Cool.
Sounds good.
I don't know about you, Mark, but I get pinged by people who don't work at Microsoft asking about what it's like to actually work at Microsoft.
Sometimes.
Since we're here, right? Probably less so now that I'm actually here at headquarters because there's a large number of people.
Right.
But, you know, back when I was back in Canada, I'd always get asked the question all the time, and I got nowhere to point them until now. The jobs blog on Microsoft actually has a profile of 2, 4, 6, 7-ish or so people of different types of roles working specifically on Windows 10 in this case for the flavor of the month for this one here. And so you can go off and talk to a principal group program manager or program manager that way. You can talk to a software engineer. You can listen to what it's like as far as a software engineer lead for where that different goes. So you can kind of get some insight into the different job functions and roles that were done to create Windows 10.
How they got there as well. I know David, the software engineer they spoke to, talks about going through the intern program, which is a pretty common way a lot of people join the company. I was an intern a few years ago. it's weird to think, actually, what year that was.
Yeah.
I won't let it slip. It was a while ago. But it's actually fantastic. The intern program has only gotten better.
Yeah.
They had they've had the highway shut down for them to go on a field trip, I believe, a couple years ago.
Crazy.
An escorted trip over to the zoo.
Oh, yeah.
Concerts, giveaways. More importantly, opportunities to speak to some of the high-level people at the company. So I know when I was around, I got to speak to actually Jay Allard. He gave a presentation just to the interns about Very innovation cool. at Microsoft, all sorts of stuff like that.
The article wraps up actually talking to a university recruiter, fittingly enough, from an intern perspective, with Anthony being grabbing the reins at the very end to basically talk about how he's looking to people that basically stand out, that are very passionate about pursuing their individual interests that they're doing. Obviously, passion's a very big job of, very big part of the job of working at Microsoft or any company these days. And also some things that they do as far as their recruiting is concerned.
So. I'll tell you, I have done recruiting quite a bit through university a while ago, and that was one of the major things was everyone was taking the same courses.
Yeah.
If you were doing stuff in your spare time, I mean, that meant you were passionate about what you're doing. You're doing it because you like doing it.
Yeah.
And those are mainly the people who we have here, people who would be doing this anyway. So really cool to see some more faces other than just ours once in a while. Go ahead, take a read, take a good variety of who's here.
Skype 5.2 for Android was released as well.
You should F7 that.
I should F7 it. 5.2 for Android was basically made available just recently. Go off to the Play Store and download it for you. Big things that came in this particular update was mostly related to photos and performance improvements, as well as being able to work offline.
Yeah, so you can send a photo to someone real easy, tap, either take a new photo or send one that's existing on your phone. If they're offline, they'll just receive it when they pop back online, which is very convenient.
Yeah, and you can do picture-in-picture, I do believe.
Picture-in-picture mode is now available on phones as well. Call quality improvements, like you said, and performance. Go ahead and pick it up on the Play Store on your Android device. For those of you who are cricket fans out there, you're probably aware that the ICC Cricket World Cup is currently on. I was not.
I was not aware of it either.
However, we have a special treat for you that Bing, as previously has predicted, the FIFA World Cup, also the Super Bowl, U.S. elections. Now I saw that. Well, they were right.
They were right.
I didn't think about that.
Yes, they were right.
One so time you I know, wanted to be Bing, wrong. Bing is right. very smart. go figure. While may not making the popular decisions will make you the right decision more times than not. The cricket functionality now expands to the ICC World Cup and UK Premier League. So you can go on, and it actually doesn't just give you a prediction, but it gives you percentages, gives you history.
This is the game that can last like days, isn't it?
I think that's by design. Last days.
Yeah,
I'm not completely familiar. I've seen it played.
Yeah.
I've seen it on SportsCenter Top Plays. They do some crazy stuff.
Oh,
like they make diving catches that look like a super hard ball without a glove on, like over fences. It's like baseball, but
extreme
athletic.
Yeah,
I don't know, is that
the
way to put it?
Athletic, nice. Definitely. Very, very cool. I'm glad to see that we're obviously making sure that we have a multicultural focus for our predictions. Obviously,
yes.
We did the FC, we do football over in the UK and the rest of the world as well. So.
Yes, and so this will work on Bing on both US and UK versions.
Yep.
Not sure about other locales, but feel free to try them out.
Does it tie into Cortana?
I think it says that Cortana doesn't have it yet, but they always do the rolling updates with
that. They slip those
in.
So
it's probably just a matter of time before that rolls in.
But
if you go to Bing now and search for it, it gives you, in fact, right now we're looking at New Zealand versus Sri Lanka. Spoiler alert, potentially. I don't know if either of them came from an earlier bracket.
No idea.
So, sorry. But it's very cool. Shows previous wins head-to-head, previous kind of stats, so you can see why the prediction is what it is. And then over here, I'm seeing a 60.8% chance for New Zealand to advance.
Nice. Storage, a plethora of storage all over the place. We previously covered issues around being able to get unlimited storage or 1 terabyte of storage with OneDrive with OneDrive if you had an Office 365 subscription.
Right? Which requires a purchase.
Yeah.
But you get a terabyte of space.
Oh, it's amazing. It's unlimited now. So
oh, right,
it's even better.
Yeah,
it started off with a terabyte, but it's even better as
far
as the rolling upgrades
go. I don't have that much stuff.
But in case you do not have an Office 365 subscription and you're getting a little bit tight on the space area, you can go ahead and register your Microsoft account with Bing Rewards or create a brand new account if you don't have a Microsoft account already and register with Bing Rewards. And then you're going to be eligible for 100 gigabytes of storage. For free for the next couple of years, couple being two at this point in time.
Next 2 years, and you have to do it before February 28th. Let's just get that there out of the way. So you're telling me if we sign up for Bing Rewards, which is the thing you get free stuff for,
right.
You get more free stuff.
The more you use and the more you search, you get points, you can cash those points in. One of the benefits are, in this case, for free, getting the extra 100 gigs for 2 years.
So for those of you not familiar with Bing Rewards, just by using Bing as a search engine, you get points for searches, a couple other things. There's a little like medallion in the top right that you can click on for information on how to get points. But it, literally, if you just use it as your search engine, you end up with thousands of points you can use for gift cards, for Xbox subscriptions, for music subscriptions, stuff you probably are using already. So get some free stuff, sign up for more free stuff, get more free stuff after that. This is a great article.
Free!
Thanks for watching Ping episode 236. That's 236 episodes in the can.
Boom.
That's
fire. Wow, we don't know what it's going to be.
As always, the special effects there, right?
Yeah, it could
be. Spoiler, their special effects happen after we record.
And they don't tell us what they're going to be.
Thanks for watching. As always, we love talking to our viewers, so please talk to us in any way possible.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound...
It works. You know, the comment area below, actually, in case you haven't already caught on, you can get pseudo celebrity status because we talk about you and actually show the comments.
Absolutely, right? We do.
So comment away.
You can also chat with us on Twitter. You can continue the conversation using hashtag Ping Show.
Ping Show. Reach me personally on Twitter if you're interested at @RicksterCDN.
At Mark DeValco. Follow us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. At facebook.com/ThePingShow.
And if you'd like to get possibly one of these little channel 9 guys, you can always send us a postcard, good old-fashioned snail mail, or moose mail if you're coming from Canada, at ThePingShow, care of Channel 9, Building 20, One Microsoft Way, Redmond, Washington, 98052.
Be here in text.
Yeah, it's somewhere here.
We actually had a question on Twitter if they could get one over in Europe.
Apparently, the technologies and the intertubes are working.
We do. Send us a postcard. We'll get it to you. I will note that we sometimes get postcards in like batches.
Yeah.
So if
they
get held
up,
while,
they get held up by the central office because they don't know where to send them. Even when you give you the full place to send them, they don't know where to send
them. They'll get there. They'll get here. So let's give you a question. We have a question of the week is, we talked about Bing expanding to Cricket. What else would you like to see Bing predict next? Could it be a sport, could be not.
They've done, as you mentioned, they've done elections, they've done obviously different types of sports. And you know what, I honestly don't know. My choice would be the NHL, but I don't know if they actually do the NHL already. I haven't seen any promotion on it.
I haven't either, that'd be a good one. How about stocks?
Stocks?
Stock I don't
predictions?
Know.
I don't know. That's
can make money off of it?
Forward-looking statements might be bad.
I don't know, I have to think about that one. It's super interesting of how detailed they're getting and how accurate they are.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes me feel like they're doing things that they're most confident about, which is great.
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting to see what comes next.
Have to be a little bit of mourning just because they correctly predicted the Super Bowl, so.
Yeah.
You know, it happens.
Let us know, and we will see you next week.
Nice. Oh, missed it.
Do that.